Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Praise the Lord. I want to speak to you from the pages of one of my books that I have titled Rest and Reign. Specifically, I will do a chapter from this royal book, a chapter that I call Just Receive. Just Receive. Romans chapter 5 verse 17 says, "For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ." In our previous session, we discussed some aspects of the finished gracious work of Jesus for mankind, like Jesus freeing us from sin, sicknesses, curses, poverty, the punishment of sin, confusion, etc., etc. These loving works has to be received by believing it. It is those who receive, not achieve, this abundant grace of God and the free gift of everlasting righteousness who will reign as kings in this life. As you know by personal experience, it is not easy for fallen man to rest. So, when Adam and Eve sinned against God, they became restless and therefore went ahead to sew fig leaves into clothing to help themselves. God, however, rejected this covering and clothed them instead with animal skin. You see, mankind has a proclivity to help themselves out of spiritual situations that they cause. That is the challenge fallen man has. But it is God who started off mankind in life. In fact, it was not man's idea or prayer to be released into the earth realm as a ruler or manager. It was God's. Therefore, when man gets a challenge in the course of his function on earth, he should know that God has primary responsibility to correct it. When we try to do it on our own, it is as if God is irresponsible and has not made provision for eventualities. Better still, it is as if God's provision is not good enough. But God, who is all-knowing, has every possible situation, both negative and positive, about your life covered already. This is meant to put you in a state of rest in God's solutions. So do not be agitated and worried over the challenges of your life, my friend, no matter how much it came about by your own doing or fault. In all situations you face, you must find out and rely on God's already made provisions or solutions. Jesus said for his people to consider how God takes care of ravens, to know that he will take care of them. If only they focus on his rule and his righteousness. Ravens or crows are scavengers who are unclean or unrighteous by Jewish laws. In other words, to the people Jesus spoke to, which is in Luke chapter 12 verse 24 and then verse 31 to 32, To these people that Jesus spoke to, these birds were not just literally unclean, but they were spiritually unclean as well. That's double unclean. Yet God took loving care of them. That is why Jesus said to consider the fact that if God took care of these very unclean birds, He will much more take care of you, no matter how unclean you think you are. Dear friend, provided you can rest in God's creative love by which you were brought into this world, your needs will be met by Him graciously. Then Jesus said to consider how God beautifully clothed wild lilies in Luke chapter 12, verse 27. These were flowering plants whose source was from a cursed earth. But in spite of the curse in their origin, God made these plants look great publicly, even more than the richest king of all time, Solomon, whose name means rest. So, my friend, God wants you to rest in the fact that even if you have a curse in your background or your origin, His eyes are still on you. And He will provide for you in a way that you would not be embarrassed publicly. God does not like to embarrass His children publicly. Neither does He enjoy you painting His children in a bad way, even if they miss it, because they still retain the gracious state of righteousness that He conferred or imputed on them, even in their sin. Dear one, this must put you to rest, knowing that God will come to your defense when you are about to look bad publicly. Yes, God will not abandon you at the most critical time of public ridicule or embarrassment. When all people desert you because through your fault you are suffering, God will be with you. His presence with you will put you to rest and enable you to rise from your ashes and become all that God wants you to be. Hallelujah. Yes, it is through God's rest that you can rule as a king in this life from whatever you fall or from wherever you fall from to bring about God's rule in your particular world. God wants us to be able to rest in Him as our Creator. No human being asked God for the initial body He came into the world with. God freely gave us such a complex super wonder of a body. The human body is priceless, my friend. Nobody can be able to make a human body to be like the one that God created. And God made this body with all its varied organs from the dust of the earth. But check out how the dust can see, feel, taste, smell, speak. Wow! What a miracle body we have been freely given by our Creator. Now, in the mind of Jesus, if God freely gave you this priceless body, why do you think God will deny you other man-made things that are needed for its sustenance and beauty? So, my friend, no matter how temporary or mortal this body is, God still wants to feed it, clothe it, and shelter it, because it is a miracle body, and because it takes comparatively little to do so. Therefore, God wants us to rest in the fact that He will maintain what He has created for His name's sake. It is just as a vehicle manufacturer like Toyota makes a new car. Their name or logo is embossed on the car proudly. Now, for their namesake, they will do everything to keep the car on the road. Sometimes, when there is a defect, they recall the particular model that has the problem from the market at their own cost in order to fix it. The reason they do this, human and imperfect as they are, is to protect their name. How much more will God not do anything to fix you up because He created you and put His name on you and got you on the road called life? Yes, if you have trusted your spirit and eternal future to God, how much less your temporary body? Dear one, how can you believe that God saved you from hell and not believe that God will feed you now? My friend, you should rest assured that God will take care of your body needs, just as He has plans for your spirit, because it comparatively takes little to provide your physical needs. Hallelujah to God. Yes, God is your vine dresser or decorator. He will fix you up to retain the glory that His creation and image deserves. You know, humans are God's glory, and God will not allow you to be messed up. And that is what happened in the beginning in Eden. I want you to understand now that God believes in you. You know, in the beginning, God, as owner of the earth, gave it to mankind to manage it on His behalf and in His interest. As I like to say, it is like somebody establishing his company and appointing you as manager to control things in his or her behalf. God's objective then, and as it is now, is to have dominion or control in the marketplace called earth. But at a time, and as it is now, God had an industry rival known as Satan. And through Adam, mankind listened to this rival and sinned by disobeying God in Eden. Now, because God created and appointed mankind, He took personal responsibility for man's sin. God did this by appearing in a human form as Jesus to bear sin and its wages of slavery, death, and hell on Calvary's cross. And for justice to be served, through Jesus' resurrection of freedom from the sin He bore to His death, God likewise freed all mankind from sin and reappointed humans to their original position spiritually. So the blood of Jesus has wiped sin from the heavenly records of all mankind. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 2 verse 13 to 14 and Hebrews chapter 8 verse 12 tells us this. Sin only remains on your conscience, making it an evil one that prevents you from God, not God from you. Dear one, The blood of Jesus reconciles man to God, not God to man. The problem was with man, not with God. You know, when Adam sinned, he hid from God, not God from him. God even came and talked to him when he has sinned. You know, sin imprints on the conscience, making it an evil conscience that makes you hide from God. But this record of sin on your conscience is only taken away by believing in the blood of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14 and chapter 10 verse 2 and 22. So mankind just have to know this and believe that Jesus' sacrifice has taken care of their sin and its derivatives, like sickness, poverty, curses, shame, etc., etc. Therefore, now they can freely approach God and personally and formally accept their gracious freedom and reappointment as controllers or rulers of this earth again. Praise God.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Beloved, God's love is greater than sin. Yes, God believes in you to always give you a second chance to rest and rule in this life. He has not given up on you at all. So do not let the devil lie to you. In the kingdom system of Jesus, nothing can separate you from God's love for you, not even sin. If sin separates mankind from God, then outside of God, how can mankind even have the desire or grace to come back to Him? What good decision can we make as humans by ourselves outside of God? No, my friend. In the Bible, people were described as being of faith when they were disqualified by men, but they still came to Jesus. Luke chapter 7 verse 50 and chapter 8 verse 48. Beloved, if you fall, do not let your faith in God and in God's love for you fail. Still come to Jesus. Even in the Old Testament, lepers who were totally leprous and came to the priest were to be pronounced clean. Leviticus chapter 13 verse 12 to 13 and 17 tells us that. How much more would Jesus accept you as clean when you fail but dare to come to Him by faith in His love? Yes, people may have given up on you, but they do not really know you like God does. God can spot potential afar off, and by faith He sees in you a great person. That is why He has faith in you in spite of your shortfalls. So see better than everyone around you. God sees you like that. He sees better than all those who are around you, including yourself, because he created you. The others do not know anything about you at all. And you do not know about yourself as much as God does either. God knows what he hid in you, my friend. And these things are hidden from you and from others. That is why you must not give up on yourself as long as God has not given up on you. So rest in your Creator's love, my friend. Some people think they have committed the unpardonable sin, so they become restless inside. In fact, if you think or are told that you have committed an unpardonable sin, then you have not, because it is not easy to commit it. The unpardonable sin is an unbeliever consciously or without the influence of evil spirits, formally, verbally, publicly, and continually rejecting Jesus, who is our pardon for sin, as Lord and Savior. A believer in Jesus cannot therefore commit this sin. And unbelievers are generally under the influence of evil spirits called rulers of the darkness of this world. That is in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. This makes it difficult for them also to commit the unpardonable sin. And so it makes all men eligible for salvation. Praise God for his unsearchable wisdom by which he outwits the devil. You know, Jesus is the only sacrifice and pardon for sin. And when you reject him, you cannot have any other pardon for sin before God in the judgment. So all men are pardoned from their sins by Jesus' work on earth. And when you accept his sacrifice for you, your spirit becomes aligned to the reality of your pardon from all sins. You then enjoy its effect on your soul, that is your will, your mind, and your emotions, and your body as well, as Jesus is continually unveiled to you. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. God believes in you, my friend. It is only fair to respond to God's faith in you by having faith in Jesus as the pardon for your sin, so that you can rest and rule by him. I want you to know that you are forever loved. And I want us to consider the unconditional love of God for you. It is called agape in the Greek language, but I like to call it kingdom love. It is because it came with the kingdom of God that Jesus brought. You know, God introduced his perfect unconditional love to us to make us rest assured in him. Now, from God's perspective, his love is an unconditional love. And from man's viewpoint, it is undeserved love or grace. You know, God's love and Jesus' grace are the same from the practical point of view. And why not? Since God and Jesus are one. So from man's sight, it is the grace of Jesus, and from God's sight, it is the love of God. Hallelujah. Beloved, it is important to understand God's love, because it is by it that you have rule as a king in this life. The first kingdom era on earth, which was in Eden, came about by this unconditional love of God, not by the ideas and efforts of anyone. It was a zeal of fiery burning love of God for man that initiated and brought about the first kingdom era. And the reintroduction of God's kingdom arrangement on earth by Jesus after it was lost came by the same unconditional burning hot love of God for you. You know, God's kingdom on earth is, practically speaking, his rule or arrangement in your life and society that makes you enjoy heaven's peace, pleasure, power, protection, provisions, possibilities, purpose, purity, persecutions, etc., just as Jesus experienced. 1 John chapter 4 verse 16 says, and I quote, "We have known and believed the love which God has towards us. God is love," unquote. So God's kingdom, or what he has ordained for you as a king, will be realized practically when you let the fact that God loves you influence all you do. Yes, my friend, it all begins with believing the love of God, as declared by the Apostle John and quoted. You need to understand that God's love is unconditional for his name's sake. 1 John chapter 2 verse 12 tells us that God's name is love, and he cannot deny it, even when people do. So God shows us perfect love because of who he is, namely that he is unconditional love. Beloved, you do not need to do anything for God to be who he is. Your belief or unbelief, action or inaction, does not make God who he is. Because he is unconditional love, he does not need you or what you put on the table to be himself. He is the self-existing and complete one. Yes, God's love is steadfast, and like God himself, is not dependent on anyone, because God is love. His love is as unconditional and independent as he is. And his grace is undeserving and is the foundation of his faithfulness towards you. Lamentations 3:22-23. This is what you are called to know and to believe about God's love for you. It is so that you can rest assured in it. I will meet you again. Until then, receive God's grace and walk in dominion. God bless you.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell, and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name. Amen. For this and other Kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at Number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.